My name is Gideon Ellis, founder of Edens Africa. Today I'm going to speak to Natasha Simone, marketing and PR of Cape Town Sound, and Nick Hazel, who's one of the sound engineers. Welcome, guys. Welcome to this interview. I suppose what I'd like to ask you first of all is, being in Cape Town, why would you say people need to come to Cape Town? What does Cape Town really got to offer? People from, you've never been to Cape Town, what would you say? Just from a...
You've got enough time.
I know, there's not enough time, is there?
Well,
I think that Cape Town's the centre of the known universe. And it's just a question of time before people cotton on to that. But, you know, Cape Town is, it's beautiful. It's been described as one of the most beautiful cities in the world by many, many visitors.
That's right.
And it's got mountains, and it's got sea, and it's got farmlands, it's got wine, it's got, you know, it's a melting pot of cultures. And at the same time, it's really lazy and laid back.
That's right, yeah.
And chilled out and relaxing.
And it doesn't have that same, like, rat race, you know. It's not like, oh, we've got a city, and you can, within 5 minutes, you can be out of the city, you can be on the mountain. Within 5 minutes of the city centre, you can be at the beach. You
sure.
know, it's not like a lot of other, like, big cities. You've got to travel to get to, you know, just to find some tranquil peace or, you know. And also, you know, it's a great place, you know, even in, if you're working, you know, I just think it's more relaxing. So you can, you know, I stay about half an hour away from the studio.
Yeah.
And every morning driving to work, going to a proper 9-to-5 job, I drive and I look at Table Mountain every single day.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure. So so we all agree that Cape Town is definitely the place to be, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
Definitely the place to be, yeah. For sure. And I think soon people will see that as well, you know, with our 2010 World Cup coming up as well. The whole world will see that. I suppose getting close to why I'm talking to you today about the recording industry, and that, you know, Cape Town Sound has been around for quite a while. What is your impression of the recording industry in Cape Town at the moment, Nick? I mean, from an engineer's point of view, how would you say, you know, is the recording industry, you know, what's happening around the town? I mean, there's a lot of happening since the last three or four years.
I think there's plenty of room for growth. I mean, you know, Joburg is certainly a lot busier in terms of industry, period, in this country.
Sure.
I think they managed to squeeze a lot more man hours out of every man and woman.
That's right, yeah.
So there's lots happening here, which means that there's plenty of room for improvement. But there are a number of audio engineering schools churning out loads of new engineers who are itching to get busy and to learn and to do, you know, great stuff. There are a couple of highly skilled engineers in Cape Town, and most importantly for me, several engineers that I know of who have what I think is most important, what this country needs so much of is an international level ethic around recording. And what I mean is, you know, constantly pursuing the absolute best out of every single aspect of the recording process. So trying at all times to maximize the quality of your equipment. But not only that, from microphones to preamps to audio digital conversion,
yeah,
to monitoring, to cabling, etc., etc., to strings on guitars, to vellums on drum kits, but also to the performances of the artist, etc., etc. You know, leave no stone unturned.
Sure, yeah.
I think this is something that people have worked overseas have noticed, is that, yes, there is a lot of really expensive gear overseas and some fabulous studios, but also just squeezing every last iota out of every step of the game, you know.
Cool. In terms of what do you think is going to, following up on that question, in terms of the overseas market, you know, would you say Cape Town, just we based on the we touched base on the beginning point, what makes Cape Town so different, and you know, is that it is definitely the place to be. Would you say that for the overseas market, it's the fact that, you know, people, creativity is, you know, as you say, it's on at the forefront for us in terms of, you know, you've got the mountain here. I mean, everyone always goes on about the mountain, but it has got that ability to get people very creative. Would you say that's what it's got to offer the overseas market, or is it just comes down to purely the cost effectiveness of coming here?
Well, I think it's all of that. I mean, clearly South Africa is attractive economically,
yeah,
to people overseas. But Cape Town does have, I mean, I can only speak personally from a creative point of view. For me to travel to any new place which is beautiful and different,
yeah,
is invigorating and energizing and can, you know, spur one's creative juices.
Exactly.
On, but at the same time, there is that kind of, you know, laid back, relaxed element as well. And you've got to try and crack the balance, because you can't, you're not coming to Cape Town to sit on the beach, you're coming to,
yeah,
work. But to be able to, you know, have that other aspect where you can kick back and withdraw from a process which can become highly charged and, you know, quite tense at times. I mean, the creative process, particularly working with groups of people,
yes,
can become very intense. And to have that outlet, I think, is very,
it's
cool, you know.
Exactly, it's very important. In terms of, you know, coming closer to, again, to Cape Town Sound, is effectively, you know, you've worked with some local people, some great, you know, names like Freshly Ground. We've also worked with some international flavor as well. I mean, how does that change in terms of, is it more local or you focus a lot overseas? I mean, where is your sort of your niche area? Would you say there's no niche area? Just, you know,
we are willing and able to work with everyone and anyone. I mean, you know, we have worked with overseas clients.
And also a Nigerian guy and a guy from Congo next month as well.
Yeah, we've had,
so,
you were mentioning the UAE recently, and we, you know, our first major gig was a guy from Abu Dhabi.
Is it?
We did a big theatrical project, which is currently being worked on in the West End in London. But you know, most of our work is, at this point, is clearly local.
So, for sure. So, again, on that point, would you say that getting repeat business from the local community, it's all comes down to the relationship that you have to build with people once they, you know, within the studio, and that makes you guys a bit different to what you do at the moment?
Well, I think that, I mean, relationships are hugely important.
Yeah.
And a massive aspect of what happens in the process, and you know, from feedback from various clients, I've learned that people seem to appreciate what they get here,
yeah,
on a personal level, and I've also learned that it is very important to people to have that,
sure,
you know, where one can say, well, Studio A or Studio B, kind of technically in terms of skill sets, kind of much of a muchness, but that's where we've got the dynamic, the personal connection, and therefore we'll go there.
And also, a lot of us are, I mean, everyone that works here is passionate about music.
Yeah.
You know, in some other way. So it's not like, you know, a lot of people just work jobs, any job, because it's for the salary or because, you know, that's their only option. I mean, we're all here because we want to be here. And I think if you're doing a job because you enjoy it, I think that rubs off onto your clients, you know. I think they can pick up on that. I mean, I've often gone somewhere and then, like, I can see this guy has no clue or he doesn't enjoy his job, and you can just pick up that you don't feel welcome,
no,
there, you know. So I think that's another element that just naturally, you know, we have here, you know, is that we all want to be here, and I think that's why I think it's such a welcoming place to be at.
Fantastic. And I think I've, you know, in all honesty, I've sensed it since I've, you know, been communicating with you guys quite a lot, so that you do get that sense of, it's, you know, it's a place where you can come and you can enjoy yourself and be creative.
Yep.
Because that's very important when you work with studios, and I've been quite a few, is that you do get that essence of relationship building is not at the forefront of the you know, it's all about bringing the business, the guards do the recording and the off, and you know what happens then after that is what happens. But essentially, it's part of anything is you have to be able to build a relationship with your clientele so that they can come back and build repeat business with you, or should I say, just how that, you know, communication, also say friendship, you know, because you do build friendships as well, don't you?
Sure, definitely.
Exactly. So in terms of how would you say the industry has progressed, the South African industry? I mean, a lot has happened since, we know, since 94. How would you say that's progressed? Because a lot has happened even in the last couple of years now with some really local talent that's going internationally. Nick?
I think there's so much happening now in the last 10 years-ish, 8 to 10 years, compared to the 90s in general. In the 90s, there were very few bands that were... There were relatively fewer original bands doing local music in the mainstream, you know. And few of them are being signed by record companies, and few of them are recording records. Whereas now, there are loads of signings, loads of bands doing it on their own.
Yeah.
And there's just stacks of material out there, and it's really exciting. I mean, there's lots happening, and just lots of creativity and lots of, you know, interesting stuff, and people who aren't just sticking to the mainstream. I mean, it's exciting.
Also, the whole new market, you know, the whole Afrikaans market. Mm. That's definitely only over the last like 9-8 years. And also the new revival of the country music is coming back as well. So there's also like, it's not just rock or pop, you know, it's, and also I think it's also a lot of more African music is more on the map, you know, whereas before we wouldn't, us as white South Africans would never be exposed to that, you know,
yeah.
Whereas now we definitely are. I mean, we actually currently busy working with a Khoza hip hop artist, you know, and
cool.
Whereas I'm sure that's been happening all the time, but now we know about it, we get to hear this. And
yeah.
So I definitely think, you know, there's just so many different styles that we are exposed to.
For sure.
You know?
Hey, bankers, you listen to Mendoza.
Bankers.
Exactly. Well,
how
exactly.
Didn't influence the bank crash.
Yeah. Hopefully not, eh?
They shouldn't listen to Mendoza.
Yeah. I mean, also coming back to, you said Cape Town Sound is also a recording company. So, you know, you get involved with the whole, the after sales process or after care process, isn't it? So there's not just the studio side of it. There's a lot of other stuff that you get involved with.
Yeah, well, we're also a record company. Sometimes, you know, a lot of artists send their demos to us, and if it's something that we feel we can add value to and we can market it, we would then sign that artist, and we would record the project in our studio.
Cool.
But if it is a band that comes to us and they do, you know, a lot of bands these days don't want to have record label, like a record company backing them, so they'll do it independently. But we offer service at a minimal fee, where we can actually still, like we would do if the artist was signed to us, we can market that artist to all our radio contacts, because we deal with 50 radio stations in South Africa. I'm talking about mainstream, community, stations that you've never heard of, that I didn't even know exist until
right.
I started working in this industry. So we will make sure that you'll get max exposure on your album. Obviously, we will not sample it to every station, because, you know, it depends on the format. You know, so we do that. We also have media and press contacts, so we will make sure that, you know, we'll, you know, provide promos, the artist will provide us with promo stock, and we will make sure that it gets to all the key people. And then also we can manufacture and distribute a record to make sure that it's in all, that's depending if it's South African artists and they want to be in all the musicas and all the retail stores, all the indie stores.
Cool.
I mean, we work with a company which is under the Sheer record umbrella, called Sheer Music umbrella, called Iris. And so we'll make sure that your record gets distributed as well.
And just on that point as well, in terms from an international flavor, people, you know, overseas market,
yes,
they want to come to South Africa. It's not just about recording it right here and just being left alone and, you know, you've done your recording. It's about, you can actually, you know, you have got connections overseas to actually take it to
definitely.
To next level. If it's,
well, the guy that runs one of the partners, who actually runs the record company side of things, Patrick McBlurk, he's been in the industry for years, since like the 60s. And not only was he South Africa's top producer in the 70s, he was also South Africa's top songwriter. He has written hits, like one being Paradise Road, another being Charlie by Rabbits.
Yeah.
And also then the biggest one was We Are Growing, which was a soundtrack for the Shaka Zulu series.
Great.
So he's, and because of, I think, his early days, he is well connected. He has worked with and met top record industry guys such as Seymour Stein, who owns Sire Records and who signed Madonna in the 80s. And also, he also met Simon Cowell, which today, everybody, you know, he's
he's
behind
like
the whole Idols thing and now the extreme...
X Factor,
that's right.
X Factor, yeah.
So, and that, you know, and then he's also got, you know, he's got another friend in Nashville who again manages all the country female artists and stuff. So, you know, that's just mentioning three. There's a whole list.
Fantastic.
So, you know, if he really feels that this is something for a certain international market, then he will definitely make sure that it
deserves. Great. I suppose then I'd just like to end off really to say to people, you know, and ask you yourselves, why do you think, what can people expect, bands expect when they come to Cape Town Sound? What sort of flavor, what sort of style or method of working here? Because it is very laid back. As we know, that's one of the things I've realized and also noticed, but also the fact that you are, you know, you are very keen to know, get to know people and to build up a relationship with them. Because, I mean, this is a short time. It is a stressful environment, but you need to be very professional. What do you say, Nick, in terms of the overall flavor people can expect here?
I can just say that, you know, what clients say regularly and then the feedback that I get is people seem to, they comment on the feel. I like the feel of the place and the feel of working here and, you know, which is a combination of the physical space but also the people here and the kind of attitude and the, you know, work process and dynamic.
And also, I also think the large tracking room, you know, I think that is something, a lot of studios have booths and everything is so mechanical and so like, whereas, yeah, you can recreate that room and make it your own, you know, depending on your project.
Yeah.
Because of the gobos, and you move things around and, you know, so it'll always be different for every single person, you know.
And you would say exactly, you do get that feel that it is different.
Very nice grand piano as well.
Yeah.
Which is quite rare. I mean, there are a couple of grand pianos in town, but it's a very nice one. It's in great nick and it's got a great sound and a great feel. Andre Peterson came in here and played that piano. He sat down in it and I walked out of the room and he said, "Can you just turn off the lights and close the door?" And like he sat there for like, his girlfriend was doing a session in the studio next door and he just sat there for a whole session and played the piano in the dark. You know, so I thought, okay, he likes it.
Fantastic. Well, I just want to say thank you for your time, Natasha, and Nick, for your precious time today. And take care.
All right. Thank you.